Good morning, and welcome to a brand new year, a brand new Zman. Well, technically the new year is a couple of weeks away, nonetheless. We are learning, as you know, Kiddushin this year. It'll be Kiddushin / Nisuin, because number one, you can't really separate them for all that we try. And number two, because that's just the topics that Rabbi Abbey and I have outlined are going to run us from Kiddushin into Nisuin. We're not really doing the Masechta per se, although everyone is welcome to learn the Masechta. But we're sticking more to sugyos that have halachic ramifications that relate directly to Kiddushin and Nisuin. So all the Kibbut Avayim nice stuff in Perek Aleph and Kiddushin, you know, should be learned Lishma. But I don't expect it to come up in Shir, for example. But that will play out, God willing, across the year. I should note, the Shir this morning is dedicated in memory of Reb Yaakov Zev ben Reb Aryeh Tzvia Cohen, Jeffrey Goldman. There was one other note I was going to introduce with, but I forgot, so if I remember later, I will mention it. But what I will note is our second shiur, the next shiur, is not going to be next Friday. It's going to be Thursday instead. It is scheduled for 11:30 a.m. Thursday. The reason I stress that is because there's a mistake in Toronto Torah. Toronto Torah says it's 1:30 p.m. That is simply wrong. So please do not be confused by my error. It is 11:30 a.m. next Thursday. And Mir Hashem, there'll be emails going out with the source sheets and so on. Okay. So, to introduce Kiddushin, I thought that we would talk about mitzvahs Kiddushin. That may be a misnomer. Non-mitzvahs, Kiddushin. Is there a mitzvah, in fact, of Kiddushin at all? And, for the purposes of our conversation, we are going to need to distinguish between Kiddushin and Nisuin, something which may be familiar to you already. I hope it is. But basically, when a person gets married, we have two different stages. At one point in our history, those would be separated by months and months, maybe even a year. Kiddushin being the first stage in which either kesef shtar or bia, we normally do shvei kesef. But the man gives the woman something that is a monetary equivalent. We generally use a ring. We'll have to talk more about that, obviously, in the course of the year. But shvei kesef, you give the woman something that is of monetary value, and there's also a bracha recited, which we're going to talk about this morning, Berachas Erusin. It is done in front of witnesses, and that's your kiddushin stage. Then you have your nisuin stage, and in your nisuin stage, the way we usually see it happen at a standard wedding is that there are sheva brachos recited under the chuppah with a cup of wine. There is also a yichud room after that. What exactly it is that creates nisuin is a really good question and obviously going to be part of our conversations. But you have kiddushin stage, and then you have a nisuin stage. And the question that we're going to be looking at for this morning's shir, which will likely bleed into the beginning of the next shir, because something's never changed, is going to be... Do you have the sheets on there? Okay, great. The one thing that we're going to need to discuss is there a mitzvah of engaging in, no pun intended, kiddushin. Before we do that, though, I wanted to just start out with a nice thought that I saw in an article by a fellow by the name of Eran Kahan. I don't know who he is, but it was an article called Psicha Maseches Kiddushin in the Journal of the Yeshiva in Ma'alot, Shir LaMa'alot. It was in Volume Hay. It's available online on the wonderful website Asif. I just thought it was a very nice way to begin with this formulation that he has for the three ways that you can engage in Kiddushin, which if you take a look on your sheets at Source Aleph, you will see right there, Ha'isha Niknes B'Shalosh Drachim, the kinyan which creates Kiddushin. I am careful not to translate this as a woman is acquired. The woman is not acquired, not for the purposes of halacha, not for the purposes of anything else. She is not your property. Please get that idea out of your head. The kinyan, the transaction which creates Kiddushin, has three potential mechanisms. The konas atzma b'shtei drachim, and the transaction with which she would leave the relationship, has two possible mechanisms. And the three mechanisms to enter into Kiddushin are nicknames bekesef, b'shtaru, b'bia. Kesef being the transfer of money, or as we said, monetary equivalent, from the man to the woman. That's the way that it has to go in order for this to work. That's its own discussion. Shtar, transfer of a legal document is another possibility, which again we have to discuss. And bia, the third way, would be sexual relations. Those are the three means of affecting kiddushin, and we'll have shiur on each in time. Now, the Yerushalmi begins this a little bit differently. On the sheets that I emailed out, I forgot to include the Yerushalmi. On the sheets that I printed this morning, I did include the Yerushalmi. That's why I included it without a digit in front of it, so that it wouldn't throw off the numbering system on your sheets. But for those who have a hard copy from me, you'll see it. But it's a quick one-liner. Don't worry about it. But the Yerushalmi starts out the Masechta after the Mishnah by saying, "Keni masnisin." This is the way to read the Mishnah. O bekesef, o beshtar, o bebia. It's not that you carry out all three of these steps. Can someone share a hard copy with Pesach, please? Thank you. It's not that you carry out all three of these steps in order to create kiddushin. That's not the way it works. Rather, either kesef or shtar or bia will create kiddushin. V'tanu Rabbi Chiya Kain, and so Rabbi Chiya taught, lo sof davar bishloshtan, ela filu be'echad mehen. It isn't that you need all three, even one of them suffices, which we of course know. So this fellow Iran Kahan reads that and he thinks, you know, it sounds like there's a havamina here. It sounds like the Gemara wasn't sure at first and needed to say this. I might have thought that you actually require all three, that that's actually what we require. And he reads it into the psukim, which we're going to talk about, that are the basis for kiddushin methods that are in Beis and Gimel, which we'll come back to. He finds a way to read into the psukim. But he says that that's a very interesting idea, that you might need all three. Why would I need all three in order to do this? And he says you could see it as a three-step process, which goes all the way back to Gan Eden. Meaning, the Torah learns that you do kiddushin via money transfer from the words ki yikach, which appear in our parsha actually in Ki Teitzei in the context of kiddushin. If you take a look at Gimel, at Beis and Gimel, you'll see it. The first appearance of it is in the beginning of our parasha. Ki yikach ish isha ubay la usnea. It's a it's not a happy circumstance. But when a man and woman, when a man does this yikach, which we'll have to talk about in shir, with the woman, and that's understood as kesef. Exactly. Learned from the field of Ephron, which is its own discussion we have to have as to why that's our basis and so on, but correct, when Avram buys the field to bury Sarah. And then in Gimel, Kikach ish isha uba'ala v'ayam lo sinzachin be'inav, the laws of divorce. Starts with Kikach ish isha. When a man, again, is lokeach the isha. So he says, you know, when Adam enters Gan Eden, the pasuk says, Vayikach Hashem Elokim es ha'adam. Vayikach, Hashem takes the man. Then, Vayitzav Hashem Elokim al ha'adam. Hashem lays down the rules for Adam. That's shtar. And then, he creates Chava, and Vayivieha el ha'adam. That's bia. So, kesef, shtar, bia. But we're not done. Yes, Jerry.
Well, we know that the word kach also means bitvarim.
Yes.
So, it may not. In fact, the commitments would raise another question. Maybe you can do it with Dvarim, not.
Yes, and that will have to come up when we talk about Kiddushei Kesef more and this whole drasha of Ki Yikach, which is such a strange drasha on multiple levels. Correct. But here, when it comes to Adam, it's pretty clear because it says he put him in Gan Eden.
He could have said, it could have been boring.
So coming together of man and woman is a recreation of the single Adam, Eve.
Exactly.
Unity person.
Exactly. But more. Yitzias Mitzrayim. Sorry?
I was going to say, I'm not sure I followed that, because, I mean, maybe this is all part of them coming together.
Don't be too literal or it won't work. This is Hasidic
Torah. I said that was a Hasidic
Torah. Oh, we're not done yet. The Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? Yitzias Mitzrayim. We go through all three steps, right? If you remember the Lashonos Shal Geula in the beginning of Parshas Va'era, Velakachti Eschem Lila'am, The hayisti lachem le'elokim, havaya is a term that we use for marriage. So he takes that as shtar. Yes, that's, again, the Hasidic element of this. And then ve'hevesi eschem el ha'aretz is the third. You can even go further with the Midbar milestones. Yetzias Mitzrayim v'lakachti, the rules we get at Har Sinai are shtar, and bias haaretz is bia.
And there's even kesef.
Very good. That's why Hashem has to ask that the Jews do get the money from their neighbors, get the property from their neighbors. It's kiddush hakesef. It's not because of Avraham Avinu at all.
I can't say that.
Why?
Because that didn't come from the has to be the one by the
so there's actually discussion about this. There's discussion about this. Can you affect Kiddushin by having a third party give something to the woman? So there you go. There's a possibility. You could even say, is mochel on the payroll and the payment for their work over the years? If he's mochel on the payroll, does that count? So maybe that also. Okay, there's more you could say. But the last bit of this is the Shalosh Regalim offer parallels as well. Meaning, you start out with Pesach. That's when we get Hashem's love and chesed, and we exchange. In exchange for that benefit, we are niknet to Hashem. So that's your kesef. Then Shavuos, you get the Torah, and again, that's shtar. And then Sukkos is chuppah. Right? That's what the sukkah is. So you can read it that way. That's bia also, which that's a third way to do this. I thought it was a really nice part and a good way to begin for the year. But that's not our main topic. Our main topic is, what in the world are we doing with Kiddushin? Is this in fact a mitzvah smile for the pictures as we start our opening shiur for the year? Don't have to turn to the camera, but okay. Thank you, Dan. So if you take a look on your sheet, it sources Beis and Gimel. The ones that we just read, those are our sources for Kiddushin. Kikach ish isha ubailau usnea, right, is one. And the other one, kikach ish isha ubala v'hayam losim tzachin be'inav, etc. I didn't go through the whole discussion there. Clearly, in neither case is marriage or creation of marriage the focus. Right? These give us the laws of divorce. These give us the laws of not marrying one's divorcee if she was with somebody else in the interim. Would you, based on this, think that Kiddushin is a mitzvah? Are you getting from here any sense that there is an instruction to engage in Kiddushin?
No.
Yes.
Right, so a little bit of this has to be based on how I understand the word ki, right? The Gemara tells us famously that ki can mean four different things. If ki is if, then you have nothing to talk about here. If a man does this, then dot, dot, dot. There's absolutely no tzivui whatsoever. Even if you take ki to mean when, it's still not necessarily a tzivui. When this happens, dot, dot, dot. But it's not as though it's saying you must do this. So that was my next question, is if it is a mitzvah, what mitzvah is it? Is it really just a step towards pruravu? Why might that not be true? Why might it not be?
You can do it without marriage.
Because you can do pruravu without marriage. Whether it's a good thing or not is another story, but you're yotzei. Right, there's a machlokes whether someone produces a mamzer, whether it's whether they fulfill peruvu. Look at the minchas chinuch. But it doesn't have to be a mamzer. He could have fulfilled peruvu
already.
He had children from a first marriage, right, or multiple marriages, in the days of polygamy. So this is going to have practical ramifications. This question of is kiddushin a mitzvah, and if so, what mitzvah is it? I have to give credit where credit is due. I had a very long drive. First two. My parents in Oceanside in New York last week, and then a couple of days ago driving back for the start of this month. And I found the way that I survived these drives is by listening to audio shiurim, just downloading shiurim on things that are of interest or whatever. So I downloaded a series of shiurim from Rabbi Sabalowski as well as a series from Rabbi Rosenzweig and on Kiddushin issues. So quite a bit of what I'm going to say actually comes from the shiurim that I heard there.
So in Bereishis, when it says Ish lo yeh ish levado,
Right, same section there, but the Vak Bishda. Maybe it is. Or maybe none of it is. Maybe there's no mitzvah whatsoever. Sorry?
It's all pre-Sinai.
Oh, that's okay. Peru is pre-Sinai. We have rules for porting over mitzvahs from before Sinai, right? Both in the Gemara and then in the Rambam, we have a nice discussion of that as well.
Well, hang on.
That gets later on whether it's a mitzvah for non-Jews as well.
Right. So, yes, I mean, the Gemara talks about mitzvahs that were repeated at Sinai, mitzvahs that were not repeated at Sinai, where they still apply to non-Jews, where they don't apply to non-Jews. The Rambam has his famous piece in Chulin, not famous, but somewhat famous, piece in Chulin where he talks about whether a mitzvah needs to be repeated after Matan Torah, like Bris Milah is. On the other hand, Ginan Asher apparently is not. Nice things to discuss, all of the above. But yes, that would be a potential source for this conversation. So, the challenge here is highlighted best, I think, by looking at several passages of Gemara. We're first going to see four pieces of Gemara that make it sound like it is a mitzvah. Then we're going to see two pieces of Gemara which make it sound like it's not a mitzvah. And then we'll see one piece of Gemara which just leaves us shaking our heads and wondering, what did I just read? Okay, so seven pieces all together. Got it? Okay, don't look dazed yet. We're early in the early going here. Take a look at Source Dalet. This is the classic. This is the beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin, because there's no place to start like the second parak. To be fair, we read the first Mishnah and Aleph, so okay, we got that in as well. Ah, here you go. Saved it. So take a look at Source Dalet, please. This is the Mishnah. Ha'ish mikadesh bo uvishlucha, ha'isha miskadeshes bo uvishlucha. The Mishnah talks about the fact that you could get married, you could do Kiddushin, you the man, or you the woman, could do Kiddushin yourself, or via proxy. You could have an agent give the Kiddushin, you could have an agent receive the Kiddushin, either way. So the Gemara asks a question about the structure of the Mishnah. Hashta b'shlucha mikadesh bo mabaya. Once you say you can use a shaliach to do it, why do you need to say that you can do it yourself? Isn't that clear? Right? Isn't that obvious? I mean, why do you need to say? I mean, would I have had a habit, would I have thought that maybe I would be... it's like Shalach Manos, right? That I have to dabka use an agent? Shalach Manos is a reason. The pasuk says, Mishlach Manos. Right? But there's no reason here why I should have to do via Shaliach. That's what the Gemara doesn't understand. Why did you bother to say, and you can do it yourself? So Amar of Yosef. Rav Yosef gives us our first answer. So Rav Yosef says, mitzvah bo yosem yibishlucha. Rav Yosef says, no, the reason why it says bo first is to say, that's our ideal. We'd rather you do it yourself. It's better for it to be you. And the reason for it being better to be you is simply because what the various commentators point out. It shows love and respect for the mitzvah if you do it yourself as opposed to you hand it off to somebody else. We get the list of what the Amoraim would do to prepare for Shabbos, whether it was singeing the head of the fish, or whether it was salting the fish, or cleaning the cobwebs around the house, and so on. Yeah?
You asked this before. What mitzvah were they doing?
Zachar's Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho. That's my answer.
Is it achana? Is it?
Right. So I think Zachar Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho, we generally assume, applies to the preparations you do before Shabbos to make Shabbos a good experience. That's the kavod that you do beforehand.
Wednesday.
That's my answer. It could be that's a good shir in its own right. I'm going to stick to Kiddushin. I barely know that. Ika de Amri, alternatively, Baha, meaning Bishlucha, the word in the bracket I added, Baha is Suranami Isba. Alternatively, I'll tell you what, there's actually an Isser potentially in doing it with a Shaliach. It's not just that it's better to do it yourself, but there's a problem with doing it via Shaliach. And what would that be? Kedav Yuda Marav, like Rav Yuda said, quoting Rav, Dam Rav Yuda Marav, Aser La'adam Shekadish Esa'isha Ad Sheyirena. You're not allowed to do kiddushin until you see the girl. Shema yira ba davar maguna basiskana olav. Because if the boy suddenly meets her after they've already gotten married and he has an issue where she's not attractive to him, it will violate v'haftal areacha kamocha. It is always a very interesting thing to note the three ways in which the Gemara uses v'haftal areacha kamocha are entirely not what you think of when you think of v'haftal areacha kamocha, right? What are the three examples? One is here, in case you find her unattractive. Another one is in Sanhedrin, right, regarding the death penalty. Burlo misa yafa. You should give a delicate and dignified death when you kill somebody because love your neighbor as yourself. I'm blanking on the third. Do you remember the third? There's a third, but it's along these same lines. Of unanticipated uses of Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. But there's a concern because the Gemara knows, and psychology unfortunately bears it out, that men are very driven by the visual. And it's entirely possible that if he's never met her, all he has is he's been told she's wonderful and she has all these wonderful traits and so on. And then he sees her and he says, oh, you know, that wasn't what I expected. I didn't think she was going to look like that. It's going to get them off on a terrible footing, and he will be over in Isser. He will be in violation of Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha.
Therefore, it is an Isser, or it's a potential Isser?
So it's a potential Isser. Well, so I mean, Isser Nami Yisba sounds like there is an Isser. The problem is then the Mishnah shouldn't say you can do it.
Right. So it must be sent the picture before.
Yeah.
She sent the picture before.
Well, there's no picture. What did they do? Scroll a picture? Right. So no, but this is the point. If it does it with a Shaliach, if you're going to enable Shaliach, then there's a concern for this Isser. Not that every case of Shaliach will involve it. Correct.
That's all it needs to be, though.
Right. That's true. So.
I mean, we have a classic example of that.
Yes, well, that's the question. Do that, right? So the Gemara then says, "V'chi idmar Rav Yosef." Once you tell me that there's even a potential iser involved via shaliach, then what was Rav Yosef's statement of mitzvah bo Yosef mirishlucho? When does Rav Yosef's statement have any application? It's not true anymore. Now it's a concern for Isser. So the answer the Gemara says is, yeah, but it applies for her, the second half of the sentence. We're being consistent first half and second half and saying she could do it herself or via Shaliach, and I'm just going to run through the end of the Gemara. I don't want to spend time on it just in the interest of time. But what the Gemara says is, for her, you don't have the potential Isser. Because women are not as driven by the visual. She's happy that she has a husband. She's able to be with him and be protected and so on. And that's good enough for her. What that means, is that still true? All good questions.
I'm not. Have you tried that one out in public?
Not recently. not in the last 1,000 years. No. It's a good discussion in its own right as to the psychology involved and whether this should be assumed to always hold true. It has certain ramifications in halacha that are very important, but not for the Shia right now. The point is only that even if it's not expressed for the sake of the man, the statement of mitzvah bo Yosef b'shlucho, the point is for her, mitzvah bo Yosef b'shlucho. But the point for us is that the Mishnah said, and the Gemara bore out, that there is a mitzvah. Mitzvah bo Yosef b'shlucho, mitzvah bo Yosef b'shlucho. So isn't it very clear that there's a mitzvah of kiddushin?
She definitely doesn't have peri rivias. It has to be the marriage.
So that's even further. We'll have to see that, yeah.
The loy toif thing would be...
Hang on, we'll get to it.
The loy toif, l'shevas adam would is almost the same as this.
Would it apply for her?
For both.
Who says?
It says Adam.
Yeah.
At that time, Adam was both.
At that time, there was only one Adam. take Ramban and the Gemara Dina Brachos. There were two people in one body. Even better. But right now, it sounds like there is a mitzvah, and not only that, it's a mutual mitzvah. That's one source. Second source, Hey, Gemara in Yevamos. Mishnah says, Lo yivatel adam ipiriyav lo yivatel adam ipiriyav arivya elam kin yesh lo banim. Mishnah says that you should pursue peruvu unless you already have kids. So the Gemara says, Hayesh lo banim ipiriyav arivya batam isha lo batel. That implies that if he has children already, he can choose not to do peruvu, but he should still try to be married. Messiah le Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. This supports Shmuel's statement. Damar aval pisha yesh lo adam kama banim aser lamod below isha. He says even if you have kids, you still should try to be married. Shnemar lo tov ayosa adam levado. Because of that pasuk, that it's not good for him to be alone. Therefore, he should be married. Now look at the language. The language was asur. Lamod below isha. That's very strong language. V'ika the Amri, but it gets better. Another version in the Gemara, Hayesh Labanim Batami Perivarivya Ubatal Nami Meisha. The other way to take the Mishnah is that it's saying you shouldn't avoid Peruvu unless you have kids. If you have kids, no need for Peruvu, no need to get married. To which the Gemara says, but didn't you read what Shmuel said? Lo tov ayosa adam levado. Neima tevet yudad Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Doesn't this contradict Shmuel's statement? Well, not necessarily. Ein lo banim, no se isha bas banim. All it's saying is, if he has no kids, he should marry a woman who is capable of producing children with him. Yesh lo banim, no se'isha delav bas banim. If he has kids, then he should get married, we're saying. Just he doesn't need to get married to a woman who could produce more children. I added the words in brackets. He should still get married. He should still get married. Bottom line out of this Gemara is that they seem to think there is a mitzvah of marriage, and even again, separate from Puravu. You fulfilled Puravu already. Nonetheless, still a mitzvah to get married. Okay. Third source supporting this. Gemara in Psachim. Mishnah says, a person is going to Shechtes Karban Pesach, he's going to do Bris Milah, V'lechol Su'udas Erisin to Beis Chamiv, or he's going to a Su'uda for Erisin. Erisin is Kiddushin. Right, in his in-law's house, the nizker sheyesh lo chametz b'sof beiso, and then he remembers, it's Erev Pesach. I can't fathom what in the world they're doing on Erev Pesach. My Erev Pesach never looked like this. Oh, sure, let's have a Sudas Erison. Why not? What's last time for chametz? What are you thinking? Nonetheless, that's what they did. They're holding. If I got an email from somebody with there's a lachayim going on, or even better, there's a wedding going on Erev Pesach.
Like a bris.
Right, the bris I can understand. I don't understand the Sudas Erison. All right, Venizker sheyesh lo chametz b'sof beiso. He says, oh wait, I didn't get rid of my chametz. Im yochel lachzor levayr v'lachzor mitzvah so yachzor v'yivar. So if he's able to do biur and then go back and do the mitzvah, attending the Sudas Erison is one of those examples. Right? Yachzer b'yivayr, then do it. V'imlav, v'valo b'libo. And if not, he should just do it in his heart. Just do bittul, and don't worry about it. Now, you might tell me...
Does this have to be Erev Pesach?
I think so, because the whole point is he doesn't have time to do Bir Chametz.
He could be traveling from Yechupet still to
Yechupet. Okay, fine. If you want. It doesn't affect us.
Sure.
It doesn't affect our discussion. Sorry? Well, that's... But you're not, because this is a lav with kareis. I don't say with kareis, but a lav...
You make the idea...
Right.
Because it's over pushed identification with Kiddushin and Erison. Where does that come from?
They're the same thing?
Yeah.
One is the Aramaic. That's all. Erison is the Aramaic, Kiddushin is the Hebrew. Yeah.
And he wants to just get in on his father-in-law's carpet, doesn't he?
Yes, that's why he's... So, yes. Now, in case you might think this is only called a mitzvah, right? Chalazo le mitzvaso, right? They only call it a mitzvah because it's somehow a family thing. It's Erison the base chamiv. It's not just a random suit as Erison. Look at the Gemara. I brought you a piece of the Gemara. It's a longer piece. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, kol su'uda she'en el shamitzvah, ein taman chacham rashi elahanos mimena. Taman chacham is only allowed to eat from a su'uda that is a mitzvah. That's a longer discussion as to why that's so. I don't want to go into it right now. But the point is, Kigon Mai, can you give me an example of a suda that's not for a mitzvah? So Amar Yochanan, Kigon Bas Kohen Li Yisrael, Bas Taman Chachon Lama Haaretz. It's when there is an engagement or a kiddushin that is inappropriate. If there's a kiddushin that we don't approve of, such as Pesach's daughter to a Yisrael. That's what we're saying we wouldn't approve of. But otherwise otherwise if it is a Su'udas mitzvah, and that's my point, is that in general Su'udas Erison is called a Su'udas mitzvah, and this seems to support the idea that again there's a mitzvah going on. Now you could argue this one very easily and say because eventually it'll lead to Peruvu, and we call lots of things Su'udas mitzvah. I don't have to feel like that is the, if that were my sole source, you could throw me out. But it's not my sole source. This is Gemara number 3 already. Yeah.
Why would we say? Maybe we'd say maybe it's inappropriate to have these type of arrangements. But isn't it? It's either Erison is a mitzvah or it's not.
Yeah, the Gemara is very interesting. Right now we're playing games with our mitzvahs and saying, well, there are better ones and there are worse ones, right? We're willing to call Kiddushin a mitzvah, but only if it's a one we approve of. It's a good point.
The reason why they're probably...
It's a Suda mitzvah. That's what they want to say.
Yeah, but if Kiddushin really is a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah regardless of who's performing it. The answer I would give is that it's a mitzvah. It says she'ena shamitzvah.
But
can you have the issues of simchas chazan v'kala perhaps playing a role?
How?
In the suda, would that only be after the
they're not married, right? It's erisin. Yeah.
It's not above that veira here, is it?
No, I don't think we're that extreme.
Not that.
It'd be similar to sudas Hanukkah, where there's potential
by singing zmiras, we'll turn it into a sudas mitzvah.
So if it's more of an appropriate marriage,
then they're more likely to be meshabeach Hashem. possible. I mean, one of them is a Bas Tamach Chacham. I would hope he would still be singing. Maybe not. Maybe he's not. Maybe he's boycotting.
Even if it's not going to leave the singing.
There are probably a scene going on at the Siva.
All right, I want to go right there. I don't want to get hung up on it. I just brought it to you as an interesting source here, especially because Rav Gussman thought it was interesting.
You have Bior, which is a full mitzvah. So what's the Havamino of dropping?
You're assuming it's a Hasher mitzvah. I'm talking about whether Kiddushin is a bona fide mitzvah. That's the idea. Although, keep in mind, you're just going to the Suda. They're doing Kiddushin without you anyway. That's going to happen anyway. But Zion is a piece from the Yerushalmi, which is going to matter quite a bit later on. Amar Yosi Barbi Bun B'Shem Shmuel. Kol HaMitzvos Tehunos Bracha B'Sh'as Asiyason. All mitzvos require a bracha when you perform them. Whether that's Sh'as Asiyason or Over La'Asiyason, I don't want to get into right now. It is an interesting discussion we will have to have when we do a shiur on Birchas Erusin, whether it has to be before the mitzvah or not. So we will have to talk about that. But right now, my point is only that this Yerushalmi says, when you do a mitzvah, you say the bracha first. Chutz mitkia utvila. First he says, except for tkia, blowing shofar, as well as going to mikvah. We have to talk about what in the world that's about. Yeah. Not right now. This is not a discussion for right now. Sorry? So that's his own discussion. Is this tefillah of a ger, or is this regular tefillah? V'yesh omrim kiddushin b'me'ilah. And some say kiddushin as well. I don't want to discuss this Yerushalmi in depth right now. We want to come back to this Yerushalmi when we discuss Birchas Erusin. My only point is that they called it a mitzvah. Right? That's my point, is that they're calling it a mitzvah. So I have four sources that support the idea that Kiddushin is indeed a mitzvah, and some of them make clear it is not about Peruvu. Then I have two sources which say, no, of course it's not a mitzvah.
Kiddushin Bibila, that's Peruvia. Dafka Kiddushin Bibila, no.
Maybe. We'll come back to it.
And what bracha would you make on that?
On the Kiddushin?
No. On the
Bila. Well, so when we do the shir on Birchas Erusin, we'll talk about whether the Asher Tzog Egos is a bracha or not. We'll have to talk about that. Okay. The source Ches gives us our first Gemara that says, no, there's no mitzvah. Omar Shmuel, Mutter La'aris Isha B'cholo Shalmoed. Shmuel says you are allowed to do Kiddushin on Chalamoed. Shema Yekadmenu Achir, because otherwise somebody might get there first. That's what we're worried about. Ah, you'll tell me, but wait a minute, didn't Hashem decree 40 days before or whatever? So that's a nice discussion. The Gemara has a little bit of a discussion. The Achronim have more discussion on it. Don't worry about it. The answer is people. The answer is it could happen.
That could answer your Pesach line.
You mean Zivug Sheni? Zivug Rishon is one that is.
The guy getting married at Pesach.
Yeah. Oh, so he's doing it, Shemi Kamenu Acher, and therefore I have to suffer. He's going to invite me too? I should have
that. Perhaps he said he couldn't have found a better time.
Right. No, it's finale, but he has to invite me to a Suda. Thanks a lot. So Shmuel says that you can do Kiddushin on Cholamoed. Lema Messiah, here's a support for the idea. We learned, Ein Nosin Noshin B'moed, you're not allowed to do Nisuin. To complete the marriage on Cholamoed, not Basulos, not Amanos, not Ibum, Mipnei Shesimcha Hilo, because Nisuin is Simcha. But the implication is Nisuin is off limits. Hala Ares Shari, but Kiddushin is allowed, asks the Gemara. To which the Gemara says, not so fast. Lomabaya Ka'amar. It could be this was a Lomabaya. Lomabaya means don't ask. We're saying, don't even ask me about Kiddushin. You certainly can't do Kiddushin on Cholamoed because there's no mitzvah involved. Ela filu li sanani, but even full marriage, de ka'avid mitzvah, where you're doing a mitzvah, even that is usur. You follow? So the Gemara says explicitly, no mitzvah in Kiddushin. Right? I mean, how much more do you want the Gemara to say?
You're able to do the Nisuin. You need one before the other. So, I mean, it's not a mitzvah. It's the only way to get to Nisuin.
Yeah. Okay.
You can't look at Kiddushin in isolation and say there's a loophole. Kiddushin's not a mitzvah, but the Nisuin.
Well, no, because it matters. At most, that makes Kiddushin a Hechsher mitzvah, right? A step towards it. That's going to have practical ramifications. If you reduce Kiddushin to be a Hechsher mitzvah, that changes a lot. Classic question, do you do a bracha on a Hechsher mitzvah? Do you do a bracha when you buy tzitzis? Right? The answer, I think, is no. By the way, when you put them on, Shachyanu, that's a nice discussion. Binyan Sukkah would be another example. There may be a bracha there that we push off in any case, but that's its own discussion. That's why I didn't give Sukkah as an example.
It's greater than the mitzvah. It's greater. Extra mitzvah is greater.
No, it's not.
That's what they say.
Okay. More than yes. Gogo Hama Asa Yosim Osa, but if we don't have the Osa, we got nothing.
The, if you would hold that Kiddush is on a mitzvah, then you still need a discussion then whether Nisuin is a mitzvah.
Yes, that's correct.
Which really
what, and what do we mean when we call Nisuin here a mitzvah? Do we mean Peruvu? Do we mean something else? Yeah. And then the Gemara continues to say, Tashma, come in here, as to whether in fact you are able to do Kiddushin on Chol HaMoed or not. The Tana Devei Shmuel, they told the Yeshiva of Shmuel, Ma'arsin, you do Kiddushin, Avalokonsin, you don't do marriage. This is Chol HaMoed. Vein Osin Seudas Erisin, but you won't make a meal for Erisin. Erev Yantif, yes. Chol HaMoed, no. Velo Miyab, and you don't do Yibum, because that's a source of Simcha, Shma Mina.
Yeah.
That's what the whole
yes.
issue.
Yeah. Right. So this is a source that seems to say there is no mitzvah, and I don't care about mitzvah bo yosei bishlucho. No mitzvah. That's one. Second one is the Gemara in source test, which starts with the Mishnah on one side and then flip over to the next side. The Mishnah says the elohim mishum rishus. We're talking about certain things which may or may not be done on Yantif. So the following things are rishus practices done in to judge a case in a beis din. Mikadshin is kiddushin, chalitza and yibum. Flip the page to the Gemara. Ve'ele mishum rishus lo dunin. So the Gemara says, what do you mean calling dunin rishus? Why is din rishus? Din is a mitzvah. V'ha mitzvah ka'avid? No. Lo tzricha de'ika da'adif minei. I added the words in the brackets. The answer is, it's where there's a better beis din. So it's not a chiyuv for your beis din. It's not a mitzvah for your beis din. To do what the better beis din should really be doing, and it's a rishus for you to do it. I don't want to get into the discussion of that right now. It's just here in the Gemara. V'lo mikachin, we don't do kiddushin. V'ha mitzvah ka'avid, but I don't understand. You're doing a mitzvah? No, tzricha the isla isha ubanim. Right? The Gemara's challenge is it's not rishus. And the answer is, of course, it's rishus, because it's where he already has a family. So therefore, he has isha and banim. Therefore, there's no mitzvah involved in his kiddushin, which indicates to me that any kiddushin involved, any mitzvah involved in kiddushin, is not really about the kiddushin. It's about puravu. It's about something that he should have a wife. But if he already has a wife, kiddushin in and of itself is not a mitzvah activity. Yeah.
Well, this implies it was single.
It implies it is a mitzvah.
If he's single.
But it's
if I take a lulav right. on first day Sukkot, I can't take another lulav.
Right.
Because I already took a lulav. So if I got married once and I have an Isha Banim, taking another Isha Banim is not an additional.
Okay, so I'll modify my statement to say it means that it's not really the act of kiddushin in and of itself.
It is the act of kiddushin, but you got one shot
no.
at it.
But that's not true, because if he got divorced,
then he'd have
a mitzvah again.
If you were to shake a lulav and say twice, you'd be doing essentially a bracha of batala.
Right.
Kiddushin a perpetual ongoing.
Correct. That's exactly the point.
As to the best of our
right. There is a mitzvah of being in a married state.
I gave a sefer Torah.
In other words,
I'm good. Right. There's a mitzvah of being in a married state.
I make kiddush or I make a motzi and I eat bread. Right. Then I eat more bread.
We're going to come back to that idea.
It's true, but you're not.
Am I doing an additional mitzvah? Am I doing more of a mitzvah? That's not germane.
So just recognize we're in the initial stage right now. We haven't gotten any answers. Right now, we're just laying out problems.
So the
more problems we can build up, the better off we are. We make problems. Okay. So we have four Gemaras that say there is a mitzvah. Granted that Pesachim is kind of iffy. We have at least one Gemara that says it's not a mitzvah. And the second one that says maybe if there is a mitzvah, it's some kind of weird mitzvah. It's not that the act of kiddushin, every time you perform it, is a mitzvah. Rather, there may be some kind of ongoing mitzvah to have a wife. Note that if the Gemara had not used the word isha at all, yesha banim, I would have just said, this is very clear. Puravu is the mitzvah and you're done. Why did you include the word isha if not to teach me that there is something going on? And then you have the unclear Gemara in source Yud. The one that I left as a question mark. And this is the one about Birchas Erisin, the bracha that we make. Right? If you remember the bracha that you've heard people sing at a wedding, if you don't remember it, you'll see a version of it here in the Gemara. The bracha goes, Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvosav, right? Sounds good so far. V'tzivanu al ha'arayos, who commanded us not to engage in incest and adultery. The V'asar lanu es ha'arusos, and and he prohibited women who are already arusas to somebody else, or to us, frankly, also. Right? But he permitted women via nisuin al yidei chupa v'kidushin, via chupa and kidushin. I'm not going to go into the question right now of the order of that. That's for our shir on Birchas Erusin. And then we end Baruch Hashem, as you'll see here, Mekadesh Yisrael, or Mekadesh Hamo Yisrael, al yidei chupa v'kidushin. Wow, God sanctifies us with chuppah and kiddushin. That is the bracha that we make under the chuppah. So take a look at the Gemara. Tanya Idoch, Raisa says, Mevarchim birchas chasanim, beis chasanim, make the bracha for nisuin in the beis chasanim, its own discussion, not for right now. Birchas erusin, beis erusin. Birchas erusin, my mevarch. What is the bracha? So Rav Baravada said in the name of Rav Yehuda the bracha we just said. Jump to the second bullet point. Rav Acha Brei de Rava finished it as we do, more or less. Baruch Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael Ayidei Chupa V'Kiddushin. End of bracha. The Gemara says, Man Delo Chasim, the one who said not to end with Baruch Hashem, the first version of it. Why didn't he say Baruch Hashem? Midi Dehava Berchas Aperos Berchas Mitzvos. Right, like any other bracha that we do, right? That's just a one-liner bracha. You start with Baruch Hashem, and then you end Bar Priya Gafen, Bar Priya Eitz, Shakol Yeh Bidvaro, Al Mitzvah Tzitzis, whatever it is. Right, your bracha is a one-liner. No need for a new Baruch Hashem at the end. Uman dechasim, whereas the one who said no, we end Baruch Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael, Midi Dehava Akidusha. It's like Kiddush on Shabbos. There's a machlokas as to what that means. The one view says that it means it's structurally like Kiddush because you had a nice long text, so you need to recap at the end with Baruch Hashem. The other view is that it's substantively like Kiddush in the sense that it speaks of sanctification. Therefore, you should have a Baruch Hashem Mekadesh at the end. So machlokas Rashi Tosfos on the daf. But the point for us is it calling this a Birkas Hamitzvah or not? What would you say? You write either way. Whatever answer you give is correct. You just have to substantiate it. Yeah. Sorry, Pesach?
If you have a chasima, it would seem that it is.
If you have a chasima, it would seem that it is. No. Why? Why?
No. It would seem that it is.
Because you're adding in the kedusha.
That makes it a mitzvah?
As opposed to like a birkas
hamitzvah. But does that make it a mitzvah? A birkas hamitzvah? I don't see why that should be inherent in birkas hamitzvah.
I think the last
thing Gemara seems to say the opposite.
Well, it's Birkas Mitzvos as a category, and this should be like them. It sounds like it isn't one of them. Well, that aside from the structural point,
right,
that they generally don't have it.
About.
Yeah, sorry? There was something in here? Yeah, I mean, once you say Asher Kitchamu is a Sabbat Zivanu, it sure sounds like it's a Birkas Mitzvah. But on the other hand, the Gemara doesn't really seem to think it is, and the structure doesn't look like any Birkas Mitzvah I've ever seen.
The tziva is on the Yisr. The hitter is the nesuos. There's no tziva on the nesuos. It's just the hitter.
Yeah.
I don't know, you could rely on.
Not to mention, we're not doing nesuin right now. We're doing kedushin.
The nesuin are being matu idei kedushin. So we've confused kedushin and nesuin itself.
Yeah, and the whole thing is bizarre. The asalanu es harayos, b'tzivanu al harayos. Thank you. I needed you to tell me that to make sure that we checked the box. We investigated that before
we got married.
Really,
that's the b'tzivanu part. It goes on the loisos.
Right. That made the decision.
Wait. Back up, Tommy. You're telling me you're making a bracha on a loisos? How many loisos did you know you make a bracha on?
No, I agree. But it's hard, so what is the tzivana going on? I don't think it goes on the chuppah and kedushin.
I don't know what to make of this bracha. That's why I left it as a question mark. I don't know what this bracha is. Now, we have other types of brachas besides Berachas HaMitzvah. You could call it, and some will, as we'll see, a Berachas HaShevach. You're praising Hashem in general for it, but then I want to know, whose Shevach is it? Who is being Meshabeach here? The crowd that's watching the wedding? The chasen and the kala under the chuppah, the mesader kiddushin. I don't know who is being meshabeach, and that's going to matter. There's a practical ramification for that we won't get to today. But so how do we resolve this issue where I have such confusion out of the Gemaras as to whether kiddushin is in fact a mitzvah? So the answer is we have eight different answers because something like this should not have one answer. Yeah.
Just to take a step back, if you're doing the mitzvah, if one is doing the mitzvah kiddushin.
Yes.
Opis Svara, shouldn't they be making the bracha? I mean, that's not the way we're knowing.
Correct.
But if this is all...
We have to talk about this. No, we have to...
Somebody could be guilty of the problem, right?
We have to talk about
that. But that's not ideal.
So far, the guy does it for you.
Agreed, but that's not ideal.
No. In a chana.
Generally speaking, if you can make a bracha yourself, you make it. If someone else is doing it, and you're Yosef from them, fine. But generally speaking, you would make a bracha yourself.
Right. So the answer to your questions is that we have mitzvos for which we don't have the people participate and make the bracha, such as where we're afraid not everybody who is involved in this is actually able to make the bracha properly. We want to avoid embarrassment, mistakes, and so on. Like, there are ample reasons. However, what you're saying feeds into a fascinating question, which we're not going to get to here. It's really more for the mitzvah shir. So I'm just going to raise the question and not answer it. But here's the question for you. We make two brachos with Erisin, right? We make a bar priya gafen, and then we make the asher, whatever this is. If this is really a birkas hamitzvah, and if the mitzvah is really puravu, and if we accept, which is the mainstream halacha, that the woman is not mitzuva in puravu, so that's really the man's mitzvah, when the woman drinks, was the bracha here that was made here a hefsek between the bar priya gafen and her drinking?
Right.
Yeah. This is a question that gets discussed and asked as a piece from Rav Shachter. We're not going to talk about it now. I just raised the question because you start trouble. Okay. So first approach to this is the Rambam's approach. Okay. And the Rambam's approach, as it's usually read, because we'll see when we get through our eight different approaches, we'll see there are multiple ways to read the Rambam. But the simple, straightforward read of the Rambam is that Kiddushin is a mitzvah from the pasuk that says, Ki Yikach. That Ki Yikach means when you take. The first appearance of this idea that I have tracked down post-Gemara is the She'iltos in Source Yud Aleph. The She'iltos of Rabbi Chai Gon, where he writes, the mechayvin de beis Yisrael aminsiv nashi va'olude bani umeyasak v'piri v'rivya, that we are obligated to, well, men in this case are obligated to marry women to produce children, to be involved in puravu. And he quotes the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, of all places that he needs to bring the pasuk for puravu, kechu nashim va'olidu banim u'banazlik. He does it because he wants you not to, he's not focusing on puravu, he's focusing on kechu nashim. That's his point, but he doesn't bring you ki yikach. The Voloma Boya Yisrael, El Afilu Goyim, Mifkadia Periya Varivia, Dechsivatem Puruvu. When it comes to Puruvu, it's for everybody. Now, the truth of the matter is, I could read this line and say he really means the mitzvah is Puruvu. And he's not talking marriage. However, take a look at Source Yud Beis, at the Nitziv, in his Hamek Sheila commentary, where he writes, Beya Rabbeinu Diikra Mitzvahs Puruvu, Hu Al Yedei Kiddushin V'chupa Derech Nisue Isha. That the essential act is Kiddushin, and Puruvu should be fulfilled within the framework of Kiddushin. So, it gives Kiddushin itself some kind of mitzvah quality, although unquestionably tied to Puruvu.
So it's one mitzvah.
Yeah, some kind of unit. Yeah. Although he's not going to tell me that you're not Yotzei Puruvu without Kiddushin. I still can't believe that. But there's a mitzvah of Kiddushin.
The mechanism is through the
thing.
Don't do it. You can't in it without a framework.
Right.
Goyim have a mitzvah Puruvu, and they don't have a mitzvah Kiddushin, so you can't say that.
You're saying Puruvu is why Shiva Mitzvah they know of.
But they don't have mitzvah Kiddushin.
Well, correct.
The
way we usually read this, for those who read the Rambam as saying it's a mitzvah, as we'll see, is that it comes from the pasuk ki yikach. That ki yikach means when you take, there is an imperative for you to do so. What does the Rambam actually say? Take a look at Yud Gimel, which is the first of several sources we will see. Yud Gimel is the Rambam's list of mitzvos aseh in his Sefer HaMitzvos. Reishud Beis, Reishud Gimel are Piriya Varivya. That's one. That's Reishud Beis. Be fruitful and multiply. We'll live all b'kiddushin and kiddushin. Now, live all b'kiddushin is a funny phrase we have to come back to. There are two ways you can read live all. One way to read live all, and I think the way most people instinctively read it, is it's the act, it's a sexual act. Live all b'kiddushin, to have bia, that will be for kiddushin. However, there's another way to read it, which is to become a baal of the woman with kiddushin. We're not going to get to that this week. That's going to be in the follow-up shir. But but you'll see that Rabbi Rosenzweig reads he'll be the eighth of my eight, reads live all as to become a baal. He references for you the Psukim in Yeshaya, ki yaval v'chur b'suah, that to be a baal is not about the act per se.
The order shouldn't be reversed. Isn't
that we would like to think it should be. Correct. That's my recommendation.
I don't know. The first thing you added is that he said that the natural way to read it would be that you should be Mekadosh with Bia.
Correct. And that is a legitimate...
But grammatically, that's not what that would imply.
Yeah, hang on. There's a reason why I say it. We'll see it. Okay?
Grammatically, this would seem to imply the limbo of the Kiddushin is that if you're going to be Osek and Bia, it should be under
just
the protection...
Wait until Source Tezvav. Okay. The Yud Dalet is mitzvah reish Yud Beis, as the Rambam articulates it. Shetzivanu lifros velirbos, that we are supposed to procreate. Ulchavein lekayem hamin, the intent should be, our goal should be to maintain the species. Vizozi mitzvahs per period of Arivia, hu amro yisala per revu, ... That's procreation, unquestionably, mitzvah procreation. Tezvav. The mitzvah reish Yud Gimel, the 213th mitzvah, he should tzivanu live ol bekidushin vilaseis davar b'yad ha'isha o b'shtar o b'biyah. I defy anyone to explain what that line just said. Live ol bekidushin means what? Live ol bekidushin can't... I mean, your first read again, instinctively, when you see the word live ol, is that it's the act. It's b'yah. But then I don't understand the rest of the sentence. So some read that sentence to say that the Rambam Shita is, and this will be supported by other texts in the Rambam when we get to discussing Kiddushin Al Yedei Bia, but that the Rambam actually believes that Kiddushin Al Yedei Bia is the Del Raisa. And everything else is Divrei Sofrim, which according to some will mean Derabanan.
But it's clearly not. I mean, he's saying Vilatit Davar Biyad Eisha Obishtar Obibia.
Correct. So the other way to read it is live all means to enter into marriage with Kiddushin, which is accomplished by Lase's Davar Biyad Eisha, also known as Kesef, or Shtar, or Bia, right? Which I think is a much more sustainable read. But that's Pesach, that's why I presented it the way I did. V'zoi mitzvah Kiddushin, v'aremez Allah v'amro, ki yikach ish isha u'bala, harashu yikna b'be'ila, note there again, the idea that b'be'ila, what does that mean? But this is, for us, the introduction to the idea that the Rambam clearly believes that Kiddushin is a mitzvah in its own right. He mentioned nothing about Peruvu in Mitzvah Reish Yud Gimel.
This pasuk in this week's parsha Bala goes on to Moshe Shemra. So that's clear that it's talking about relations there, because he says that if I didn't find the simonim and everything.
Yeah.
So from that pasuk,
from the context there, it sounds like
Bia.
In a chanami.
Because it's a Moshe, right?
Yeah.
You can't touch it.
So it would appear. But again, there's so much more to see about Kiddushei Bia that I don't want to mix that in here. We will have to talk about it. For those who want to get the read that says Uba Allah is Bia, take a look at the Kiddushei Shiurim that I mentioned in the Mar Makomos. Kiddushei Shiurim on Kiddushin Aleph Yud Gimel, he reads it as Bia. But there's more to be said.
The Livol B'Kiddushin is simply a rephrasing of the Livol B'Kiddushin that he writes.
I mean, the other way around, but yeah. I think he writes his Sefer HaMitzvos and then he pulls things for his Koteret.
Right, so you got the Mitzvah Puravu, which is going to be through Bia, right? And then he says, and if you want to do Bia, it's got to be through the Mitzvah of Kiddushin.
So that would be one way to read it, which we will have to talk about in the second shiur, because I'm not going to get to that today. But yes, that would be one way to read it. I want to just show you more of the Rambam here, because we have to see the Rambam. But take a look at the Rambam's introduction to Hilchos Ishus, where he lists the mitzvahs that he's going to outline for you, that he's going to present for you. He outlines the mitzvahs that he will present for you. In Tezayin, he tells you, Hilchos Ishus yesh bechlalan arba mitzvahs. There are four mitzvahs to be discussed in Hilchos Ishus. Two asays and two los asays, right? Two commands, two prohibitions. And here they are. Aleph, Lisa Isha Biksuva Bikidushin. That's his first one. Second one, Shaloti Boil Isha below Ksuva Bikidushin, right? That's the discussion of Kadesha. Shalo Yimna Sherksus Veona, right? He has to give her what she is entitled to. And Lifros Valirvos Mimena, as far away as he could put it on the list, to produce children from her, right? Number one was Lisa Isha Biksuva Kiddushin, and number four is Lifros Valirbos Mimena. Now, we will note that the wording in Aleph is a little bit strange. What's strange about the wording in Mitzvah Aleph on his list?
Lisa Biksuva.
Right. Lisa is marriage, is Nisuin. Ksuba, we usually associate with Nisuin, And then you mention Kiddushin.
Right.
So something's wrong here. What it is, we're not going to discuss right now, but something is wrong here. Look at Yud Zayin. Yeah.
Big Suva, which is a contract.
And after you turn Kiddushin.
But it's not Shtar. Suva is not. But Suva is not Shtar Kiddushin. Suva. Right? We prepare the document in advance because that's why we do it. But it doesn't. It doesn't need.
It's a legal document. What I owe her.
And I would have said Kiddushin to Suva.
Kiddushin first.
Yeah.
Well,
that's his point. Yeah. So, I mean, it sounds better in this order, but that's about it. In Source Yud Zayin, the Rambam's in the beginning of Hilchos Yishus, Kodem Matan Torah Haya Adam Pogei Yisha B'Shuk, before the Torah was given, how did you get married? Man and woman meet in the marketplace. Emratza Huvehi Lisa Osa. If he and she both want, he's enlightened. If he and she both want, this is not the club. This is a little more sophisticated. If they're both interested, that there should be a wedding. Machnisa Lebeso, he brings her into his house. Uboala Benola Benatzmo, and there is Boala here. I think is fairly clear. It's got to be the Maisa. I think you have to read it that way. Privately, v'tiyala le'isha, and she will be his isha. Kevan shenas shenit natar. Once the Torah was given, nitzdabu Yisrael shem yirta ish lisa isha yikna osa tchila b'fnei edim. We were commanded that if you want to get married, now you need a kinyan first in front of witnesses. V'achakach tiyala le'isha, and then she will be his wife. Shenemar kikach ish isha u'boilel.
So clear, shem yirta is lashon Rambam. It's not a suitable.
By the way, u'boilel is not there from. Quite that read in the pasuk. What?
Sorry? Shehim Yirza usually so. The Rambam is
yes.
Clear.
That
the idea from the Rambam that it's not a mitzvah.
Well, this is the.
It's not a mitzvah to marry that specific one.
Hold the thought for a week, but hold the thought. Beis. V'likuchin elu mitzvah saseh shal Torah heim. That sounded pretty clear. this is a mitzvah saseh, and you have three ways to do it. Keser shtar be'a fine. So the way it's usually read is that the Rambam is saying this is a mitzvah, and that your source pasuk is ki yikach. This view is not unique to the Rambam. We already saw the possibility in the Sheiltos, but Rabbi Yechiel Paris is quoted as having this view as well. Take a look at source Yud Ches.
But here he's being so surly. The conclusion you said before. That it would seem from the Rambam that Mikdash Tavi is the Deraisa and Kesef and Shtar Derabanan. Here he's saying very clearly Kesef Shtar Bi are all the Deraisa.
Here he's saying.
It says Kesef Derabanan directly. The Shtar.
Oh, you're reading into the second part. I don't want to go into that discussion right now. That's got to wait. Rabbeinu Yechiel Mipariz is quoted by the Ramban in the Shita Mekubetzes. It says that it's in Tosfos, but I have not seen in the Tosfos that we have Aladaf. It must be another collection of Tosfos that the Shita Mekubetzes and the Ramban are aware of. But in Yud Ches, Ubetosfos Kasu B'Shem Rabbeinu Yechiel Mipariz, She'em Minog Levarech Al Pi Yerushalmi, that their practice was to make the bracha based on the Yerushalmi that we already saw. Which said that you make a bracha on it and all that. They made the bracha. The bracha there was not our bracha. It's a bracha of a kadesh es ha'isha. Very straightforward bracha. Because we don't see anybody in the Babli who disagrees with making such a bracha. And he says, don't worry about the fact that Lakadesh HaSayisha doesn't appear in the Babli. He says, Ki habi bracha sanu mevarachin shein b'talmud. We have many brachas that we make that don't appear in the Gemara. That's actually a good discussion in its own right. Shekvar nasan lanu klal levarich ala mitzvah. We already have a principle of make a bracha when you do a mitzvah. So he says it is a mitzvah. Right, v'aminog, and he says, as far as the minog of not making the bracha, I added the words in brackets, minog tos haya. That was a mistake. Because they thought it's reshus. L'vishah sovrim de'kedusha isha reshus, de'kikach isha reshus, ve'eno kein ela mitzvahi, kemo sheyesh mitzvah b'piri of arivya. Yes, it is a separate mitzvah. That's why Rabbeinu Yechiel Mipariz, based on our Yerushalmi. So, the question here, and we only have a couple of minutes left, but I want to see if I can do this, is what will you do with the sources that say there is no mitzvah? Right? We had a Gemara that said, there is no mitzvah for a Kiddushin. What are you going to do? So, not only that, we actually have a bigger problem. What are you going to do with the two sources that say there is a mitzvah, with two of the sources that say there is a mitzvah? Because the Gemara in Yevamo, Samach Aleph Amud Beis, that we read to say there is a mitzvah, because it said that, right, it was back in, in Source Hey, thank you, that said you can't be without a wife, said Lo Tov Hayosa Adam Levado. It didn't say Ki Yikach. Right? It's the wrong pasuk. So you could work with that. You could. And the Rambam's pasuk is Ki Yikach Ish. The pasuk there was Lo Tov Hayosa Adam Levado, that you shouldn't be alone, not Ki Yikach Ish. So what's the Rambam going to do with that Gemara? So the answer, I think, could be to say that ki yikach isn't a command to get married, it's evidence of a command to get married. When you get married. Why? Because of lo tov hayosa adam levado. That would be a way to read it. The problem that I have with that answer is that it's ikar chaser min hasefer. The Rambam should have said so, because the Rambam does believe that lo tov hayosa adam levado is a command. If you take a look at Source Yutes, he says, "Av al pishakim adam mitzvahs peri v'rivya harayu mitzuva midivrei sofer mishloi batal milifras v'libros kol zman sheyesh bo kavach." He says, even if you fulfill peruvu, you have a derabbanan to stay married, to try to fulfill peruvu, I should say. Shekol amosid nevashachas biyisor kilu bana olam v'chein mitzvah chachamim hi shlo yeshiv adam below isha shlo yavali dehiru. This separate concern that it's bad for the man. He has an urge. It's bad for men to be alone. Correct. He does say it's a derabbanan.
Evidence of the pasuk fling.
Right. It's true. The truth is, he says it as a derabbanan. He does not say it from the pasuk. You are correct. I have to look also. He has another reference in Isurei Bia Chafalef, but I think also there. You're right. It's a derabbanan. But I don't understand that piece of it. And then the other piece of it is, Kiddushin Mem Aleph said mitzvah bo, which you can satisfy with ki yikach. However, it also said mitzvah ba. Mitzvah fahar. Where in ki yikach is there a mitzvah fahar? Ki yikach ish isha is an imperative for him. It's not an imperative for her.
Well, we explained the lashon of that in the Gemara, no?
How?
Like on...
We didn't.
We haven't yet, but we will.
So, the Gemara is not going to make it any better.
Sure, well, it's just explaining the reason why the pasuk said discussed marriage in this way.
That's right, the Gemara of the Mishnah.
Yes, the Gemara of the Mishnah.
Yeah. Which... He's going to say, sorry, I didn't want to cut you off. Go ahead.
The Gemara in the Mishnah is simply going to say that the reason why it said ki yikach ish isha is because dera ish lasarachar. But at the end of the day, it's telling us to have a marriage union.
I don't know if that's so clear. I don't know if that's so clear. It could be read that way. Maybe. Yeah. I mean, we have a variety of answers that we're going
right.
to give. But I'm pointing out the problem.
That goes for the source from you of all this, too. It's bad for a man to be alone. That's the same.
Correct. It does not say it's bad for a woman to be alone. I mean, the Gemara thinks it's bad for
a woman. At that time, the
bottom line is, we have an issue here. We have an issue with Yivam HaStamach Aleph. Although you could maybe say Ki Yikach isn't the pasuk of the mitzvah, it's really lo tov, but that's hard. And number two, we have a problem with Kiddushim Emalev saying mitzvah ba, which we're going to have to come back to. He's clearly going to say that the bracha in Ksuvos is a berachas hamitzvah. Even though the language is so strange, he's going to have to say that. And then what do we do with Moed Katan and Beitza? So Moed Katan, which said explicitly, there is no mitzvah going on. We're talking about getting married on Chol HaMoed, right? They don't even think that you should get married. You should have Kiddush on Chol HaMoed. There's no mitzvah involved. So right now we don't have an answer. We will have answers among our eight approaches. So we're going to come back to that. In terms of the Gemara and Beitza, that says that there's a mitzvah only if you do Puruvu, right? The last one that we had seen in source tests, you could strain to give an answer from the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah writes in source Chaf, we're already at 11:30. So you know what? I don't want to rush this. We're going to come back to this, God willing, next week. It looks like the bulk of next week's shiur is probably going to be, as we talked about, the rest of this shiur. We may even need the full hour. We'll see. Otherwise, Rabbi Abbey will start his shiur at that point. But it's, remember, for those who weren't here at the beginning, it is Thursday at 11:30 a.m. Not like the time listed in Toronto Torah. The time listed in Toronto Torah is incorrect. It's 11:30 a.m. will be the second part of this shiur. Okay? Thursday 11:30. Thank you very much. And again, welcome back. I'm so glad that you're here and we are restarted. Shkayach. Have a great job.